Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Here's Durant on the drive, takes it and slams it home! Ties it at 111.
Pressure in the backcourt.
Oh, and laying the steal to the basket!
Oh, sensational pass! James to Wade. He threw it from half court. That's a nice assist.
Some highlights from yesterday in the NBA. Kevin Durant, Jeremy Lin, and LeBron James. Just three of the highlights. Joining us, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. So whoever thought this far away from the NBA playoffs, basketball would be electrifying.
It's about as good as it can get in a shortened NBA season.
Let's start with Lin. They beat the defending champion. The Knicks beat the defending champion Dallas Mavericks yesterday in a 1 o'clock game. That was outrageous. It was a fantastic team effort, and it seems like people are starting to figure out Jeremy Lin.
Well, let's see. So the Knicks won 104-97. It was an electrifying game. The Knicks came out of the gate really strong. They started off the first quarter really well. I think what they tried to do to Jeremy Lin is they tried to trap him, which means they brought two defenders up high on the court as he brought the ball over the line.
And they even had somebody in his back looking at the passes, too.
Correct. What he did well, though, once you break that space, you have the ability to give the ball around and distribute the ball well. He was still able to distribute the ball well. Jeremy Lin had a career-high 14 assists yesterday, which really answered some of his critics.
And, career-high points, too.
Yes.
28?
No. Did he? Yes. He had 30 plus in the other game.
I see. High assists, but close to a career high in points there. The big story for the Knicks is when Carmelo Anthony comes back. You can't be guarding Jeremy Lin with three or four or two players if you've got some superstars. Are the Knicks equipped to go the distance here?
Well, okay, so that's a great question. Are they equipped to go the distance? What Jeremy Lin brings is he can penetrate the basket. He can penetrate with the basketball down the lane, and he can distribute the ball anywhere. Now, the beauty of having Carmelo Anthony, one of the best pure shooters in the NBA.
Who's been out with an injury but is coming back this week.
Correct. That you have another great, amazing pure shooter that he can distribute the ball to. If Carmelo Anthony, who rooted for Jeremy Lin to get into the game, he lobbied D'Antoni to get Jeremy Lin some playing time. If he can understand how the flow works with Jeremy at the top, then I think they're going to be excellent, and I think they're going to have no problems.
The Nets beat Chicago over the weekend, which was pretty darn interesting because they're a powerhouse. But Miami Heat just crushed the Orlando Magic. It seems like all of the Lin sanity maybe stops when Miami comes to town. What do you think?
Miami, yes. Well, I mean, Miami right now, they have they're tied for the best record in the league. They're dangerous. They're scary. They're, you know, any team in the NBA has weak spots. Miami Heat have very few weak spots, and they're very, very frightening. When you watch them play, you're like, okay, what are they going to do next? What amazing play are they going to do next? I will say this. The Knicks have a great chance of contending in general in the East because they're playing at a very high level, and what they did during the Jeremy Lin time is that they developed their bench. So they not only do they have a good bunch of starters, and they added a couple pieces with J.R. Smith, but they have a bench that feels confident that they can play and deliver when it matters.
And in the West, it's all Oklahoma and maybe the Clippers?
Well, we like Oklahoma a lot. Yesterday, Durant dropped 51 points. His sidekick, Russell Westbrook, dropped 40. I mean, they're scary. Serge Ibaka, one of their forwards, had 11 blocks yesterday. So if you're going up against Oklahoma City Thunder, you're probably going to lose.
Scary. That's the watchword in the NBA these days, even with Lin's sanity. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much.
Hey, have a good day.